This is CliffCentral.com.
24 hours. Good morning.
Good morning to you and to you, and especially to you this beautiful morning in autumn. How you doing, Nathan Rowe?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Alan Ford?
It is so good to be with you this morning. It's so good. First, I want to congratulate you. One of the lead roles in Kinky Boots. 9 months. Nine months.
That's amazing. Nine months.
I'm going to be gone a long time, Alan.
You go off to Cape Town.
You're in Kinky Boots.
I'm going to be in Kinky Boots.
Why didn't
you tell
me? Yes. Oh, that's amazing.
I get nervous. It's my first production. So when you meet other actors, you don't want to tell them in case.
No.
Like someone said to me the other day, they're like, oh, who did you have to do a sexual favor for to get that? And I was like, oh, well.
Nobody.
But I'm really impressed. I love it. But you're not playing the drag role.
No, I'm not playing the drag role. I know you desperately want to see me in drag, but
desperately that hairy chest and hairy legs.
Yeah,
dying to see.
I do get a pair of boots in the production though, which is exciting. Thigh highs, heels.
Oh, wow!
This is the Unview: the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. We're never sure if we're that thin. We're never sure if we're that rich, but we're always fabulous. And it's myself, Alan Ford, and Nathan Rowe. A great show lined up. We've got Tracy Going and Lesedi Job coming in to discuss Brutal Legacy, a memoir. It played in Cape Town. That opens at Daphne's Place, Auckland General Theatre at the Square. We'll talk about them. We're going to chat to Gareth Jordan, exec chef at the Palazzo, about this new beautiful restaurant. It's not a new restaurant, but it's a new look, a whole new feel called Madeo. The food is incredible. We'll discuss that. Kriya G is going to be on the show. We'll talk to her, and she's the from well-known radio and television presenter. She just left Jacaranda, and now she's doing the Eastern Mosaic show on SABC, and she's on Supersport. And she's the ambassador for Body Tech. And, you know, we wanted to go the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. I want to thin a little bit, you know.
Yeah, as if exercise wasn't enough. Now they can electrocute you while you do it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you feel things.
Do you also like being tied up, Alan?
No, not about that. I'd like to feel pain and to feel that the muscles actually are working. And then, of course, we are going to be discussing some wonderful things happening. I'm so happy today.
Why are you happy?
We have got a brand new sponsor.
Ooh.
Who's joined the show. They're with us for a year. And I've got to tell you, I think it is the place for entertainment in this country. And it's Monte Casino.
Oh,
and I'm so excited, actually. I'm so excited. So on that note, let's do the following. All About Theatre with Monte Casino. On the show today, we have the one and only Conrad Koch about the puppet guy. And we have Kate Normington, who is the top star in the musical.
The top star. I'm on the top. I'm always on top, Ellen. Hey? Okay. Yeah.
The top star in a musical, Into the Woods. And it's all performing at Monte Casino. All About Theatre. This feature is brought to you by Monte Casino. They've got it. Welcome, Kate Normington, to the show.
Hi, Ellen.
They do have it.
It feels like home here.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah. I was in here last week, man. No, I wasn't really. But it feels like it. It's Peter Turin's theatre, the downstairs theatre.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's.
Oh, so you're not on top?
Yeah, no.
Conrad's on top.
He's upstairs in the little studio, and we're downstairs doing Into the Woods. It's the final 2 weeks, Alan. Well, when I say 2 weeks, we've got this weekend. Tomorrow is Friday night show, two shows on Saturday, one at 4, one at 8, and then the Sunday show at 2 o'clock.
You've done a number of shows at Peter Turin and the Teatro, at Monty itself.
Yes.
I just want to do this because it's always nice to give good things a plug, and not only because of the sponsor, but I love going to a place where you can really have an all-out entertainment experience.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this for a reason, because entertainment is, it's like when you're in the West End and you have performed on the West End.
Yeah.
And it's nice to be able to go from the theatre, go and have a drink.
Go and have some dinner.
And I find that that type of complex, Monte Casino, does that.
Yeah.
And then you can go off, and if you feel like going off to have to listen to a band in a late night bar, or a bit of jazz here, or you want to be able to go and game, if you want to go gaming, it offers
you a lot. But Monty has some beautiful theatre restaurants, so you can come in either earlier, have something to eat, be civilized about it, go to the show, mm-hmm. or afterwards, because there are places open afterwards.
And if you want to be romantic, find, and you got your rewards card and those type of things, you can get a great deal at the hotels.
Yes.
So you actually can make a whole evening of it.
Weekend.
And romance into the woods.
You just sing one of the songs, Alan.
Now, Kate Normington, just an absolute superstar. I'm so happy to have you with us.
A superstar in my own lunchtime, but I'm prepared to talk about the show it's on until next Sunday, which is the 13th of April.
Correct. And Stephen Steed did a great job, and the sets are incredible.
Stephen Steed and Greg King from Greg King. Kickstart Productions.
Amazing, these Durbanites.
Yeah. They're prolific. But doesn't stop working.
But how is that set?
I know.
How do you move around that set?
With great difficulty. No, actually not with great difficulty. It's so beautiful and ergonomical. And to take it from the theatre in Cape Town, the little intimate theatre on the bay, space, and move it to Monty, which is really different, it's just gorgeous. And, Greg is practical, but he's also incredibly creative, as is Stephen, and they just make things work. They just make them work.
Now, it's interesting because this role in particular, if you haven't seen it on the stages of abroad in Broadway and in the UK, you wouldn't be able to understand it until you obviously have
see it in context.
And then. And I'm going to put it in context. What is it about? If you've joined us and you don't know what Into the Wood is about.
Into the Woods, yeah. It's a series of fairy tales, but I mean that sounds so incredibly lightweight. It's very dark. It's if you've ever watched Grimm's, what is that TV show? It was called Grimm.
Yeah, Grimm's. Yeah.
They're about very dark fairy tales, and the Huntsman. Mm. Which is sort of loosely based on Snow White. Mm. But they, the fairy tales these days are going to incredibly dark places like Maleficent.
But they always have been a little bit dark.
Exactly.
Little Red Riding Hood is a dark story and it goes a little bit darker into the woods.
Have you seen it, Nathan?
I've only seen the film. I'm hoping to see it this weekend.
So as a person who's sort of watched it from outside and perhaps not sort of known of it before, what did you make of the film?
So
it's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
It's basically fairy tales intertwining. So it's Little Red Riding Hood meets
so they encounter
Cinderella.
Each other.
Yes, they cross paths and there's a plot that they've put together that they all kind of intersect.
Mm.
And it tells all their kind of dark stories.
And their foibles and how they relate to one another.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it's all sung. The whole thing is sung.
Yes.
There's no talking.
Well, in the movie there isn't.
There isn't.
Largely just, isn't.
I mean, but it's done very well. See, for me, like, I watched Les Mis,
and I
get a bit frustrated sometimes when they're like, you dropped your keys on the floor, And
but the theatre show is not like that.
Isn't it? Oh, okay.
No, there's dialogue.
Oh, I see. I'm looking forward to this.
So they're little vignettes that sort of shine out. And as I said to Alan, some people take a while to get into the woods. But as soon as you start recognising the music, people say to you, what has Sondheim written? And you go, well, Send in the Clowns. Yeah. And, he was the lyricist on West Side Story. They all go, okay.
Yes. And Barbara Streisand did a hell of a lot of his work.
Children will listen.
Yeah, children will listen, of course.
And that's from Into the Woods. Yeah. But the music is profound and gorgeous. And
it is gorgeous, and it's nonstop. It is a musical on steroids. That's how I can describe it. And then, of course, the center character, who actually fits in a hell of a lot of fairy tales, is the witch, the Wicked Witch.
She's not wicked. She's sort of all knowing. She's like the Oracle of Delphi. You'd go to her to get meds and drugs.
And in the movie, it's played by Meryl Streep, and on stage by you, Kate Normington,
in South Africa,
and incredible. People went mad. My partner and I were screaming as you were. We were going crazy.
The Meryl of Monty. Yeah, you laugh now, but when you see it. Yeah, you'll believe it.
But the witch is is a gorgeous role. I mean, the centerpiece of Into the Woods is actually the baker's wife and the baker who sort of take you on this journey. They're these post-apocalyptic characters who survive the giants of the world and being set upon by life itself. But they are the ones that kind of make sense of it and draw together a community, whereas the witch is this misanthrope who just can't bear people and has to sort of... You two are not listening to me anymore. But do you know what I'm saying, Nathan?
Yes,
it's she's the crone that, you know, who's all-knowing and can't be doing with people. So she takes things into her own hands.
So, Kate, we get everyone to do this in the morning.
Yes.
Is to sing a little bit of a song.
Yes.
And have you got it ready?
Well, does Kate want to do an archipelago?
Ah, yes.
I'm going to do an archipelago, but I'm going to do something... And Nathan, you can tell me if you know what this is a preamble to.
Right. Okay. Ooh, I feel like I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah. This is going to be about 5 tones lower than I normally do it.
Well, it is 9:12.
Can I go?
And go for it.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from my window pane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rainbow. And then what does that go into?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Beautiful.
Do you remember that preamble?
I do remember that preamble. It's stunning. It's not in the original song of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Isn't it?
No, it should be, though. It's stunning.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I love having you in the studio. It's the one and only...
Sorry, I'm talking about the Fat Hawaiian Guy's version.
No, not in that version, right?
No.
What are you talking about?
The Judy Garland version.
Right. He's in Swing City. His new album has just come out this week. So do me a favor. We've got to train you on musical theatre history.
Well, do you not know the Fat Hawaiian version?
Of course we know it. Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Exactly. So that's, you know, that's...
His name is Israel,
did
actually.
Did you give me a bit of reverb there, Nathan?
No, it was just the natural timbre of your voice. That good.
In studio, the one and only Kate Normington. We're talking about Into the Woods. Of course, it's happening at Monte Cassino at Peter Twins Theatre. Just upstairs.
Not inside, it's on top.
We've got Conrad Koch with Puppet Guy, and he is hysterical. Conrad, welcome to the show.
He's been all over the world.
Hello, Kate.
How's it, Conrad? Where have you just come back from?
I was all over. I was in Canada and Australia. And,
I know.
I've been touring. Yeah, so the last trip was Australia to the World Fringe Festival in Perth.
Are you back now for a while?
Yeah, I've got the TV show on ENCA.
Oh, man.
Yes, which is great.
When I finish Into the Woods, I'm bringing my whole clan.
We finish at the same time. It's never happened.
I've been
in this situation before. We finish on the same day. So when you're on stage, I'm on stage.
You.
Have you seen it yet, Conrad?
Into the Woods? No, I haven't.
He can't, you tit.
I know, but he did start a week later. Conrad, firstly, welcome back to the stages here in Johannesburg at Monty. Tell us about Puppet Guy. I mean, rave reviews.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy show. So obviously, I was heavy in politics and totally focused on political satire. So everyone thought, if you're going to go see one of my shows, it's about politics. You know? And so creatively, for myself, it got a bit, I'm also not pushing the envelope as far as the actual ventriloquism. So the satire, proper pushing the envelope. The actual ventriloquism, I'm not really exploring where this can go. And so over the last few years, I did Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal, huge comedy festival, biggest one in the world. And I came back going, I'd like to do something a bit more outside of our South African box and also outside of the normal political content. So I created a whole new thing with a DJ puppet where I take a hoodie off my feet and the sleeves, my the back of the hood of the DJ turns into a face, and I actually DJ, literally DJ, with my feet on a sampling app on iPad. I DJ with my feet. It's crazy. And it's very funny. And it's very interactive and it's very joyful. I get people on stage and it's toured. It's just toured and toured. And that really, in Winnipeg, I had people waiting for 2 hours before my show to get tickets because it just sold out hard. And
well, that's what we want to hear.
So much fun.
And Conrad, it's great that that you can take ventriloquism plus puppetry plus the whole art of comedy to this level. Because we don't have this in South Africa.
Well, it's so difficult, as you know, in that we only have three main cities. So you can't tour it to the amounts that you need to hone it. So while, yeah, it can get good, but you do need to do it for a while. You do need, especially with ventriloquism, the ventriloquist people know, like a Jeff Dunham or someone, to get it to the stuff that he became famous for, he had done for quite some time. So, but he lives in a country which has dozens of cities where he can tour. So I've had to take it overseas and also to get reviewed by reviewers who have seen the best ventriloquists, to know the standards and the trope and what to look out for and what's hacky and what's... So when you... You know, the problem... And it's not... South Africa is wonderful, but when you do world-class work, how's anyone going to know if they haven't seen other world-class work? Or if your work isn't world-class, how will you be certain that you've got some work to do? So that's what's been satisfying.
Conrad, rave reviews, that's called The Puppet Guy. Who must come and see the show? If you had to throw it out to the audience,
that's a great
who's
question.
The show?
Another great question.
Who's the show for?
It's for everybody, I'd say 13 and up, but the fact is that you can actually, I've seen people with their 7-year-olds there and it's been fine. There's one F-bomb. The show's not crude at all. I've deliberately made it as clean as possible while still doing what I do. So it's literally, what's different about this is a stand-up, it's just some person on a stage. This is interactive. I've put a mask on someone, like a lion mask. It's a special ventriloquism mask where they can talk and they think they're a lion and they want to hunt someone in the audience. You know, they come out there and they're really deep inside they're a lion. And it's very visual and very fun. So you can actually bring your whole family and you can bring your granny. And if you like Chester's political stuff, there is a bit of that around the elections. So it's just a fun show for just about everybody.
Well, that is.
And if you're Jeff Dunham, Nina Conti, that kind of fan, I mean, my politics isn't the same, but you will definitely be satisfied.
Conrad, who is your favorite puppet character, and can you do a little hello for us from him or her?
Hello, he's my guy. Hey, man, halala, welcome to Club Central. Please come see our show and watch my TV show on ENCA and ETV, 10:30 on Tuesdays and 7:30 on Sundays.
Love you, Conrad. Thank you, my friend. Be
thanks,
well.
Guys.
It's good, Puppet man. Guy happening upstairs at the small theater at
Monte Casino.
And of course, Into the Woods, so much fun. We're going to play a little bit of a song for it, but so much fun. And please do not miss this this particular production, because it really is superb. Kate Normington and the whole cast, Earl Gregory, they take it to another level. There's so
Jessica
many.
Jessica Soul, Candice Van Litsenburg, Diane Simpson, LJ Nielsen, they're all magnificent. Michael Richard.
Yeah, Michael Richard is great. Sure, great as the
that
as the
voice.
Is beautiful, that voice. And so, yes, do not forget to go and see those two phenomenal shows at Monte Casino. If you've missed any of the show, you can find the podcast on cliffcentral.com. For more bookings, visit www.montecasino.co.za. This is the easiest thing to do. Listen to me. If you in the Monte Casino, in the venues, just go off to the box office, find out what's available, pick your seat, and seriously, you can do it.
There's
a copy ticket. You don't have to go online. You have to
book
in advance.
You can just go and ask them.
See what's going on and if where their space is. And also, go to their website. There's lots of things happening. That again, www.montecasino.co.za. Monte Casino, they've got it.
Into the woods, it's time to go. It may be all in vain, I know. Into the woods, but even so, I have to take the journey.
Into the woods, the path is straight, you know it well.
But who can tell?
Into the woods to lift the spell. Into the woods to visit mother.
Into the woods to sell the cow.
To get the money. To go to the festival.
Into the woods. woods to grandmother's house. Into the woods to grandmother's house.
The way is clear, the light is good. I have no fear, nor no one should. The woods are just trees, the trees are just wood. No need to be afraid, there's
something in the glade there.
This is cliffcentral.com, and it is the Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. Myself, Alan Ford, and Nathan Rowe. And of course, our special guest in studio is Kate Normington. Coming up later in the show, we've got Gareth Jordan, who has his exec chef at the Palazzo at Monte Cassino. We'll talk about his new menu at Madeo. It is superb. Then we're going to talk to Kriya G about body tech, this new exercise thing that you electrocute yourself. I promise you, your muscles do. I feel it. I can feel it already. I promise you. Your feet. I was standing in the line with my boyfriend, and I was like, oh, my bum is so sore. And it's what he said, oh, my ass is so sore. I said, oh, I can't even move my ass. Could you imagine what the people, I said, babe, I'm so sore, my bum is, what they were thinking. Yeah. And joining Kay Normington in studio, we've got the one and only Tracy Going and Lissetti Job. Now, just to do this, award-winning director, Lissetti Job, and of course, it just is endless. We sit on the Red Festival panel together.
Yes.
Promoting youth theatre and young people in the industry. So I've known you in many capacities and seen many of your shows, so thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Directing Brutal Legacy. That opens tonight at Daphne's Place, and I never make a joke, but always at Daphne's.
Hey, man, auto in general.
At Daphne's Place, man. When Daphne writes him, she goes, Daphne's. So the auto in general theatre at the square. And, of course, it's a book written by, and it's called, the book is called Brutal Legacy, a memoir, by Tracy Going. And the magnificent Tracy Going now resides in the Western Cape. But we saw her for many years, almost a decade, on SABC2's Morning Live. And Tracy, welcome to the show. Welcome to Lissetti Job.
Thank you.
And of course, we've got Kate Normington in the studio. Great, great. Firstly, a great journalist, a great presenter, a great author, a great book. Interesting life, Brutal Legacy.
Thank you, Alan. And it's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
So firstly, when you get a book, how did this happen? Did you approach Tracy? Did Tracy approach you? How did the script happen?
I was oblivious. I just wrote a book.
Okay, good. That's what you need to know.
Right. Last year, this time, I was sitting in my car listening to Azania interviewing Tracy. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, okay, I think I could turn this book into a play. I hadn't read it, mind you. And I called my mother. I said to her, listen, please buy me the book. Let me read it. And there was just something in my gut that said, there's a possibility that this could be turned into a play. I also think I wanted to tell the story because I remember Tracy growing up and I remember the incident of her being beaten and how then afterwards she disappeared. So there was a whole thing about going, where is she now? What is this book about? I'm sure the story, you know, and she had mentioned that she's talking about the incident, you know. Then I approached Natasha Sutherland, who was doing Meet Me at Dawn at Market, which I directed. And I said, Tash, I think this is our next baby, and I'd love for you to play Tracy. I then went off to Sweden to do When Swallows Cry with Mike van Kraan. Mm-hmm. And in that time, Natasha had approached Melinda Ferguson and Tracy Going, and they said yes. And yeah, we're opening tonight. And yeah, that's how it happened.
And you've had a run.
We've had two shows.
Two shows.
We've had two shows.
Okay, so I mean, and this is, well, the reviews haven't come out yet because it happens from tonight. But what's that? Have you seen it, Tracy?
I've seen it, and well, Lissetti has sort of coached me and protected me all the way through the process, and she wanted me to come in and only see the rehearsal. So I came in and I saw the show, and of course she, you know, I've said, Lissetti, I have to look people in the eye, please, after the, you know. You know, I'm still alive and well and kicking, you know. I need to look people in the eye. And I promise you, she's handled this so carefully, and she's just nurtured me through the whole process. And I think the play is brilliant. I think it's brilliant. It's brilliantly cast. It's adapted. Because I don't think domestic violence is a theme that's going to draw people to the theatre. So I think they had to be particularly good about the play. And I think Lissetti has done a
a phenomenal job. And Natasha Sutherland has really adapted it and written it. And it is so clever.
Well, firstly, again, it's not an easy topic, not even by a long shot. But it's a fact of life. And it's the approach. And I remember at the time when this all happened, because I want to take you back 15 odd years. Mm-hmm. How long was it? 15,
yeah, it was 18, 20 years. I mean, that's how long it takes to be able to write about something. Or.
And we Tracy, I picked up a phone, and at that stage I had three talk with Nolene. And I said, Tracy, the photo's on You magazine, and it's there. Can we get you to come into studio? Because this is, it's very different being in a magazine or writing it down in a book, but actually telling a story to camera live. Mm-hmm. Even though you're used to live work, of course, mm-hmm. being on at morning
this
live.
Is different, yeah.
This is different. And this is and your son was quite young at the time.
Yeah.
I think he was 10.
Yeah, he was little. Yeah.
He was little. And so, and very bravely, Tracy came in and told a story about domestic violence. And you got to see the face of who you thought is this perfect mm-hmm. primetime television presenter, beautiful, winning all the awards that Morning Live was very, very popular at the time with Vuyo and yourself, God rest him. And all of a sudden, here is this presenter telling a story. And I think it's so mind-blowing that you go, oh, how can a famous presenter have this happen to her with her face smashed in? Not once, a number of times. So bravery is something, yeah?
Bravery and shame, actually. And even though, you know, sitting watching the play, obviously there are times where I still feel ashamed. But that's what abuse is about, isn't it? It's about shaming somebody else. So I do feel those emotions, and I know that as I sit there watching the play, that I need to feel those emotions, because then it means Lissetti's done her job. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because that is a very big part of abuse. So she's managed to capture that, and I just have to pretend it's not me. You know, well, it isn't me. I mean, it's a long time ago. Mm. And I think it's a story of so many. Mm. And I always just say, it's just this particular story, or the details are mine, but it is the story of many, and we're hoping that many will go and see the play, because it is something that we need to unpack and understand a little bit more.
Mm. Now, Nathan,
people will relate to it on manifold levels, because it doesn't necessarily have to be a particular set of I think many people will relate to it on just so many levels, and you will have
it certainly
up.
Resonates on different levels, doesn't it, Kate? I mean, even you would also know.
But even from being children, you know, you bring stuff with you, and I think you learn to sort of listen to stuff and heal through a process such as this play. I think it will really be important for a lot of people.
Well, somebody after the very first night of the play came to me and she said, you know, she had her own story. I mean, everyone's got their own story. And she said what resonated for her was the concept of apology, and that was something that Lissetti dealt with as well, you know. No one's ever going to apologize.
No.
And so it resonates, as you say, on many different levels.
Mm-hmm. The play is called Brutal Legacy. It opens at Alton General Theatre in the Square. It opens tonight.
Yes.
And again, it's something really great that people need to go and see. And I'm so happy to have you both in studio. Actually, all three of you in studio. I mean, these are the legends. And
wow.
Tracy going to see the job. And Kate Normington.
I'm not old enough to be a legend yet, Alan.
But the legendary work. Okay. So let's do this very, very quickly. Tracy, where are you? What are you doing? And yes, you
well,
didn't
I'm
just
living,
crawl
I'm living,
under a rock.
No. I mean, one has been busy, you know.
Clearly, there's a book and there's a plan.
I didn't know how long it takes to write a book. It's a torturous process. It took a whole year. Mm-hmm. So I had to allocate that time. And then the last year, I thought, well, I'll just make myself available to market the book. Well, I completely underestimated how much time that would take. So it's been busy, and now it's been the play. But yeah, living in Cape Town, underneath the mountain,
oh.
I completely get the mountain. It is so beautiful. It's mm-hmm. wonderful there. But it's lovely to be up in the energy of Joburg as well.
And of course, happily married, and isn't
yes.
he wonderful?
Oh, he is.
and of course, I mean, how long have you guys been together now?
A long time. Yeah. I think about 18, 19 years. Yeah. It's a long time.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there is something in this, isn't it? Amazing to see. For example, I was watching Tina Turner's wedding recently, and the interview with Oprah, and she had been through hell. Mm. It's actually a very similar story if you think about it. A well-known person beat up. But here's the abused violently and emotionally, and it's so many different types of abuse. But you see this joy in her face as a 70-year-old who's been with her partner for 30 years and is so in love with him. Mm. And, you know, they don't care about it. And they live in the south of France.
So comfortable as an old shoe, is it?
Stepped away. But that's why she decided to get married, because she realized actually this is the person who she wants to spend her life with. And again, it shows you that there is happiness after abuse. There is time to mourn, forgive, because you also forgive yourself. And there's a big thing in the forgiving of yourself, because how did I ask someone to do that to me?
And that's a question you ask all the time in the play, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I think when I read the book, I went, okay, what's the story? What do I need to capture? And I think the great thing that Tracy did in writing the book, she didn't make it about the perpetrator. And I also think that's maybe the way forward for healing, is to go, yes, absolutely, that person did that to me. Mm. But you can't focus on that person. Mm. You need to focus on yourself and go, what is it about me that hasn't healed from something? Or what is it about me that allowed this? And to say allowed seems so wrong. But the reality is, we, you know, and this is the thing about the play as well, is to look at the signs, to look at the things that we often dismiss in a person that are warning signs about them being problematic. And honestly, I think there's a lot of women who will watch the play and go, flip, I've let someone talk to me like that. Mm. I've let someone do this. I've allowed someone to not treat me the way that I deserve to be treated, you know. So it was looking at that and going, once we take that on, once we acknowledge that in our lived experience, we'll maybe stop asking for someone's apology and can move away and forgive and actually ask for the apology that is the hardest to get, and that's the apology to self.
To self.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, because it seems that I many years ago was in an abusive relationship where the person was physical. So it happens to men as well, by the way.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I remember at the time, after the third time, thinking, oh my God, this is happening. This is happening to me, a Lebanese boy from Joburg.
Yeah.
Seriously, if I phoned my mother or my cousins, do you imagine what had happened to that person?
Yeah.
But again, but seriously.
I have a question
I'm
on
not
that,
being
actually,
funny.
Because I chatted to Tracy yesterday, and I said, as a man, like, I don't know what the, like, maybe you guys can help me. Like, as a man who hates this, hates seeing it, hates hearing about it, what can we do about it? What's the right response? Because my response naturally is to
beget
violence with violence. Yeah. You know, I want to go remove these people from the gene pool, kind of thing. Mm. And I don't know if that's the right thing to feel. I don't know if you guys have any insights. You've obviously spent years thinking about it.
I think, Nathan, that it really starts with a really small thing. So I think if we can start with a standing around and telling rape jokes or stupid jokes or demeaning jokes, you know, and it's that turning around and say to your friend, hey, listen, that's not so cool. Don't laugh at the joke, you know, and there's that intense discomfort. And it really starts with sort of those smaller things, and we can start creating a little shift in the way we think about things or do things.
I don't know if there ever, I never have solutions. I just go, this is the issue, let's address it. Mm. And I think as a theatre maker, you put a mirror in front of an audience and you go, look at yourself and address some of your issues. I mean, as a man that is completely against domestic violence and abuse, I hear it, Nathan, but I go, possibly. Because also this is the other thing. We live in a patriarchal society. Yeah. We live in a society where it is so easy for abuse to happen because men are not called out. That's the reality. Mm. Men get away with murder in South Africa.
But on subtle levels.
Absolutely.
That's where it becomes insidious. And yeah, you're right. But I also wanted to say to you Nathan, about this. Maybe the perpetrators are the most damaged in these situations. And perhaps what we need to do is, you know, the victims are, you know, obviously have to emerge. But the irony is that the person perpetrating these very crimes is the one that needs to be seen to.
contained, or, you know, we need to start at grassroots levels and turn this thing around with the way we bring up male children and female children.
Everywhere. Abuse is abuse.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, it's not to a gay, a straight, a man or a woman. It happens across the board.
And I'm not saying forgive them or indulge them, but I'm saying just turn it around by assisting in the best way we can. Sorry.
No. I mean, I think as you're talking, Kate, I'm going, okay, so maybe, Nathan, it's about calling it out as a man, not accepting it in the way that Tracy's saying, you know, rape jokes. It's not okay. Hey, man, you can't say that. You know, when men are sitting and talking and a guy goes, yeah, you know, I just shoved her a little bit, or I you go, no, that's unacceptable.
I heard something the other day. My husband said they were on a bus and this guy had said to a good-looking woman in the group, will come and sit on my lap, you know.
No, you see, that's not right.
Yeah. And nobody said anything. Nobody said anything. I said, why didn't you say something? And he said, well, because, you know, it would have, you know, people would have gotten uptight. And I said, so what?
Let them get uptight. Yeah. I was in a taxi, part of this taxi dash thing. I was in a taxi and we drove into an office park and there was a lady talking on her cell phone in the parking lot, and all the guys went, look, the windows were closed, so they weren't catcalling her, but inside the vehicle they all went, "Woo, drive closer kind of thing. And they looked at me so strangely because I was like, guys, that's a woman.
Yeah,
like,
what's wrong with
this? It's not an object.
I was so shocked by the fact that just because the combi was full of guys, they had this mob mentality took over. It was quite ridiculous.
This is cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford with Nathan Rowe. This is The Unview, The Thin, The Rich and The Fabulous. In studio, Kate Normington from Into the Woods at Monte Cassino. And, of course, Tracy going and Lesedi Job with Brutal Legacy. It's happening at Orton General Theatre, The Square. We're going to chat to Gareth Jordan in a moment and also talk about body tech, all these great things happening. So, firstly, I'm happy that you brought this to light. I think it's going to be very cathartic and healing for a lot of people, and I'm very, very proud that you've, because we've known each other for years,
a very
and
long
friends
time,
for
very
years.
Long time. Alan, I still remember when you started out.
I was big. I was a big, big. That's why I need the body tech.
Big and gorgeous.
Now
he's thin, rich, and fabulous.
Something like that. I don't know. I said never that thin, never that rich, but you know, always fabulous. So I want to just tell you about Skin Sense. Have you heard of Skin Sense?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Do you need some body and mind rejuvenation? Do you?
Of course I do. Okay. I've just come out of a rehearsal process. Okay.
Right. Now, it's an award-winning day spa in Rivonia, and Skin Sense hosts a comprehensive range of beauty treatments for men and women. Now, you can have your hands done, your nails done, and I've done this, so you've got your so just for the two of you, we'd like you to take this vouch of being guests on the show.
Thank
go
you.
Along
oh,
to
wow.
Skin Sense, okay? You can have massages, you can
thanks,
nail
Nathan.
And feet. It's all about this, and they're the sponsor here at cliffcentral.com, so you get that as a gift to go for a nice, lovely day spa, and of course it's a Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg, is around the corner from us, and this month is Easter, so lots of specials, and it includes so just go to the April specials on cliffcentral.com, and it includes facial and massage combo deals and lots of Easter treats, so that's just to say thank you.
Oh wow, we didn't expect thank that you. That's lovely.
But you have to pay for you gotta sing for your supper.
Oh no,
I can't believe you're gonna make me sing.
So Lesedi actually can sing.
And I can't.
Okay, so I'll save you. Okay, Lesedi, what is your favorite karaoke song? Let's get it up.
Wow, I don't have a favorite karaoke song.
What song would you like to sing?
I don't have songs that I like to sing. Where did you hear that?
I heard you were a very good singer.
From who?
Don't worry about it. It's the theatre people.
Let's imagine you're forced to go to a party at.
Think of Skin Sense. You're gonna have such a. You have to sing for yourself. So okay. What would you like to sing?
Killing Me Softly.
Okay, let's see if we can find the backtrack.
Wow.
This is what we do on this show.
Wow.
Director Lesedi Job is now being put on the spot. Tracy is.
I'll do something else.
Okay. You could just click. Okay, let's see. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if we can pull this off.
Oh, it's nice and.
Wait, turn it so you can see.
with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Woo!
Oh, nice. Click this Tracy. Tracy's. One time. I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him, to listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, a stranger to my eyes, drumming my pain with his fingers.
One time.
Singing my life with his words.
Two times.
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song.
The city job.
Oh, wow. And if she can do that to a song, you must see what she can do to a play.
Sure. Wow. I tell you, I get blown away. I am blown.
Wow.
We've had Michael Jackson impersonators come here that can't even hold one note. Let alone sing.
Listen, okay. I entered Idols in 2003, and Gareth was still a judge then.
Gareth, is he now award-winning director?
I know, look at me now.
Yes. Wow, that was so cool. That is the SETI job. In studio with Tracy going to discuss Brutal Legacy opening at Orton General Theatre Square tonight. Of course, Kate Normington is also in studio with us, Into the Woods. I'd like to welcome to the show Gareth Jordan. He's exec chef at the Palazzo at Monte Cassino. Gareth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alan. Good to be here.
Now, hold on. Do we have an intro song for Gareth?
Oh, no.
Yes.
I'm also just a dancer, not a singer.
Yes. Everybody's got to do something.
Well, we've got this.
Alan, you can lead the way.
Chocolate and mustard. While you're in the mood, cold jelly and custard with a beetroot on your champagne.
Wow.
Medea at the Palazzo. The restaurant's been there for many years. When the hotel, I think,
yes, about 19 years now.
When it opened, and you've relaunched the new menu. And firstly, my partner Jacques and I went off to you and had the most incredible experience. And we went to see Into the Woods right afterwards. We went there at 5:30 to make the 7:30 call. But I was absolutely blown away. We had the calamari octopus carpaccio and the Mediterranean burrata. And then the main course, the veal tortellini. And I had the pan-seared sea bass. And then the dessert, we had the trio of chocolate.
Chocolata.
Chocolata.
Chocolate.
You mean chocolate.
Chocolata.
Three chocolates, deal with it. Yeah.
You know that movie that Johnny Depp was in called Chocolata? Lucky.
Chocolata. It's Italian. It's not French. This is not a French word. You silly fool. And the chef's in studio. So firstly, tell us about this phenomenal menu and what inspired the change in the menu. And welcome back from America, because you were prancing about there, getting some stars and awards.
Yeah, well, America was quite a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I've been back in South Africa for a good eight or 10 years now.
Okay, sorry, I missed a few numbers.
So just to touch on the menu, basically, we, like you said, Medea's 19 years old now, so we thought, you know, it's time for refurbishment, and obviously with the refurbishment, it was a good opportunity to do a new menu as well. With the new menu, we probably do it about 3-4 times a year seasonally. It's always important that we prepare our dishes seasonality, what's in season, what's good, and always what's fresh.
And also, Ava's out of season, unaffordable.
Yeah, well, fortunately for us, Ava's are never out of season. No. We always have it on our menu, always at the same price as well.
Lucky you guys.
Yeah, so Alan, you had the Springbok carpaccio, sorry, the octopus carpaccio and the burrata. Mm. Which one was your favorite?
I love both. I thought a burrata cheese just burst in your mouth. I love that the flavors were somewhat simple, yet beautifully and very finessely put together. The chocolate, the trio of chocolates was mind-blowing. It was mind-blowing. What are some of the... Tell me, so you create this menu. This is your new menu. Yes. So you've got to tell me, as any person that's in this business, what would you recommend? If you want to sell, what are the three biggest sellers on this?
So that's actually a good point you've raised. A lot of people say, what do you recommend? What is your signature dish? And really for me, I don't really have a signature dish. I think their menu as a whole must be a balance. It must cater for all palates in South Africa. And really that's what we're trying to achieve. So before we go down and sit down and draw up the menu, I don't just go and you know come up with the menu by myself. I sit with the team. We look at what works. We look at what we all enjoy as a team. And we come up with ideas together. And that's
your staff is 30?
Yeah, including myself.
Yeah, 30 people. 30 people backstage.
Wow. Yeah. So it's not room. It's not just a restaurant. We're doing room service. We're doing conferencing, banqueting, cocktails, big functions, the whole thing. So it's organized chaos, but at the end of the day, this is what we...
Speak to Kate about organized chaos. Speak to Lucille.
Sounds like our world.
Ask Tracy going, what is it like when you're going at 6 o'clock in the morning, 3, 2, 1, and there's a breaking news story, hey? Morning live. You know, it's. But again, it's a part of the creative space, and that plate that comes in front of you is your production.
Yes, absolutely. And just to touch on what you said, you know, we want to keep things simple. We don't want to overcomplicate things. We don't want you to come into the restaurant and say, boy, what is this? I don't know what I'm eating. We want you to look at, you know, your dish and be able to identify visually and tastefully what you're eating. And all of it must come together.
Chef, you've hit on a very good point. Let's say, for example, we don't know what something is. Is it okay to ask for the chef to come to the table? Is it okay to... guys, it's intimidating. You don't know what to do. You're like, what is burrata cheese? I mean, it's a very fair question. It's a beautiful soft Italian.
Oh, wow.
It's made from buffalo.
It's cow's milk.
Is it cows?
Yes, triple
See,
cream.
See, I showed so, you, I didn't even know. It's a triple
so,
cream.
Yeah, that's why when you cut it open, it just oozes out and all that delicious stuff.
Pass that menu, I want to ask you, we're going to play spot questions very, very quickly. Sure. Lobster bisque, tell me what makes it so special.
What makes it so special? A lot of people don't know this, it's the heads of the lobster.
That's yes, it's squished.
That's all, and literally, you get the flavor out the shell. Actually, so basically, we cook all the heads together, and you blend it, and you get the flavor and pigments out of the shell. That's actually what makes it so special. The
veal, nothing to do with biscuits.
No.
The veal, the veal tortellini was exceptional.
Nothing to do with tortoises.
Oh. Just slap him.
So a lot of again,
sorry, that was hard. That was a beauty. Sorry about that.
Jeez, in
front that was a joke. Rolling. It was a joke.
Help me.
A very simple dish. A lot of it's a classic dish. A lot of we treat it with care. It's just ossobuco, and we braise it long for
what?
Ossobuco. So it's the shin of the
ossobuco.
The veal. So it's a young. Sorry, I'm speaking another language here.
Yes, you are.
So basically in Italian, it's just veal. But it's the shin, the leg part. A lot of bone marrow in there, a lot of fat. So we braise that. You get all the flavor out of that. And basically we pull all that meat off the bone, put it in a mixer with a lot of Parmesan cheese and a lot of butter.
Wow.
And then put it inside a tortellini and just serve it with its simple sauce that comes with it.
Some other very special guests here, the tomato risotto, not guests, items on the menu, and very special guests.
As long as you don't refer to the guests as items on the menu.
Depends how hot they are. And they're all very hot. But the egg parmesan is superb. The soles, wonderful and simple, but beautiful. The rack of lamb. And then I love the fact that you got wagyu.
Yes.
Wagyu rump and wagyu sirloin. Now, that's, you know, that they massage the meat. The massage, wow. The meat. Seriously.
So you can get skin sense involved.
Skin,
So just to touch on the wagyu, yeah, it is a treat for those that love their meat. At the end of it, it's beef. It's got a lot of marbling in it, so it's very tender, very juicy, and it's just a specific breed of cattle that's imported from Japan. Yeah, there is stories that they drink beer and get massages and eat the luscious of grass. They're brought up well, but it's also just a stereotype. But well worth its weight and price and money. It's always a treat to eat the wagyu.
Chef, on the dessert side, what do you recommend?
Oh, well, we've got something for everybody. We've got something for the chocolate lovers, which is what it gave you. We've got a nice classic tiramisu, a creme brulee, a strawberry crumble, passion brownie, and we've also got, I must say, the new addition to our menu. We've got the pineapple upside down cake. So in South Africa, we all love our malva pudding. Yeah. If I had to think of a different take on it, it's similar to that because it's a sponge infused with a lot of sugar and syrup and goodness, but then we've also added Sichuan pepper, so it's got this nice peppery taste to it, and then obviously it comes with a butterscotch caramel sauce as well. That must be my favorite one going into autumn.
This
now
cannot be missed, please. The Palazzo is at Monte Cassino. It's called Madeo, and of course Gareth Jordan, exec chef, thank you for coming to studio. Thank you for the experience.
Only a pleasure.
We went from there to Into the Woods. It was just one of those nights where our senses were so overloaded. It was just really, really special. And I want to say your wine menu is superb, and I love the fact that you introduced many different things that you don't, not your traditional stuff, which I love. I also want to add that Gareth, once a month, does your wine evenings. Tell us about
it. Yes, yeah, thank you. So we do a food and wine evening. We've got 11 or 12 planned for the year, and we pair each month with a wine estate from Cape Town.
And it's five courses?
Five courses, yes.
And it goes for about 500 to 600 rand?
540.
Unlimited wine, five courses, all cooked. If people are clever and you want to have good experiences at a good rate, this is what the type of stuff you should be doing. They're all over, by the way. I'm just saying I'm happy.
Yes. I wouldn't say unlimited wine. There is a bottom to everything. the bottle does run out eventually.
But you can have a lot. Basically, you can roll out there.
Yes, yes.
Into the woods.
We are generous with our offering.
And how do we book for this?
So basically, you just go online. It's on our website. You can contact Daniel Peters and make a booking. And it's the last Thursday of every month.
www.tokosanpalazzo.com. Tokosan. There's Kate. Okay. We're gonna get. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Gareth Sudan, thank you for joining us in studio.
All right. Thank
now,
you.
Now I want to say, after you eat food like that and you have such a lovely time, you then need something called Body Tech. Kriya G. Of course, Nathan, you know Kriya.
Of course, everybody knows Kriya G. Okay. Kriya Gangya. How are you?
First, I'm very hungry because I've just listened to that interview, and I want that Wagyu beef. I think I'm going to come have dinner by Monte Cassino very soon.
Well, I mean, of course, firstly, Kriya, I know that you've just left Jacaranda. You're now around if people want Kriya for radio. She's around and about. Congratulations on the super sports stuff that you're doing, and of course, you're doing the new version of Eastern Mosaic on SABC3.
That's correct. It's called Mela, and essentially in Hindi, Mela means a gathering. So we bring the South African Indian people together, not only South African Indian people, anyone that's interested in the Indian culture within South Africa together on a platform, SABC3, every single Sunday after the Bollywood movie. So you sit in for a good sing-along, and then you get to watch us talk about the Indian culture in South Africa.
Of course, we know this program forever. Sarah Esser used to be presenter. Imran Vagar used to be the presenter. Of course, they're still involved with you. But congratulations on the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
On television.
We're 36 seasons in.
36 seasons. I mean, you and Nuit for Nuit. I don't know. They've been there for thousands. Yeah, going. Kriya, we're here to talk about Body Tech. And I want to tell you because it's a weird experience, but it's so wonderful to feel that your body's working and that your muscles are just a machine for 20 minutes once a week can actually get things going. Go for it. Explain it.
For me, being an extremely busy person, I literally have barely enough time to eat lunch in the afternoon. I don't get time to exercise, which unfortunately in my industry, you kind of have to exercise a little bit. It's no good. You can't really, let your body kind of, deteriorate.
It's only since you moved from radio to TV, though.
I found this amazing, this amazing technology called Body Tech, and I've been working with them for about 2 years now. and it's 20, like you said, 20 minutes a week. You literally get strapped into this machine, and you do exercises whilst essentially you're getting an electrical pulse that activates your muscles. And you're looking at activating about 98% of your muscles. So you're really getting the maximum workout that you can within 20 minutes. And when I tell you, and you know this because you've tried a couple of sessions, when you can't walk up the stairs for the next 2 days, you know your muscles have really worked.
It's worked. I also want to tell you that my partner, Jock, and I, we do it together, and we lie in bed. I mean, like, can't even touch each other. It's like kiss goodnight. Bye.
My partner had to help me get out of the bed.
It's so good. And you know what? It's so good. It seriously is. I did this interview not because of anything. I've signed a contract, so I'm doing it the whole proper way. But I just think it's very clever to minimum time for maximum strength, and I think that's really important. That's what it's about. So, we all go to the same one in Pretoria, in Erasmuskloof.
That's Korea. Correct.
And her name's Angie, but it's mine. But the trainers are crazy. I think they're slightly sick, meaning like mentally like deranged, because they just go.
One is a rugby player, the other one is a fitness instructor. So you know,
they're all professionals.
They're
just insane.
And you know what the nice thing about it is, Erasmuskloof it's in the hub of Pretoria. It's literally like 10 minutes from a number of surrounding suburbs. And they've actually got a special running at the moment where just for exercising, they're going to give you a chance to win 10,000 rand.
Yes. So they've got a 10,000 rand prize up for grabs. We're going to explore it as we go along. I want to win 10,000 rand. Just for fun. And seriously, I'm a member, so I've got to do this thing. I'll drive to Pretoria to get... Seriously, just to do this. My session's tomorrow. I'm going to cry. Saturday, my ass is going to be dust. But Kriya, thank you for joining us. Please come and join us in studio. I'd love to play with you and spend some time singing and dancing and doing some wonderful things. I do want to just say, Body Tech, give it a try. I mean this, and I say this to you because if you just want to try, if you're not an exerciser, if you're not someone that, and you need to get your muscles going, I promise you, you'll feel things that you've never felt before. Kriya, you're there.
I must just add in there, is that, yes, okay, cool. You want to get this amazing body. They always say that, summer bodies are made in winter. And you go to the gym for, a couple of hours a day or an hour a day or whatever the case is. You see results in maybe 6 months' time. I started seeing results at Body Tech from my second session already.
I promise you. My partner's got a new, in 6 months, a new body. Rip and muscle. It's insane. And we're not doing other gym. I must just tell you. You should be doing cardio, by the way, but let's just leave it for another day.
Just add it in, but we can walk around the ball. I'm currently in the ball. I'm walking around. It's cardio.
Very good. It's true. Walk up and down stairs. Kriya G, thank you for joining us on the show, Kriya. Continue with great radio and TV work. We'll get you in soon. Thank you for being with us. That's Kriya G. We're talking about Body Tech, and that's just a shout out to Body Tech. Something healthy. When you're eating great food at Plateau, you need to lose the weight. And then you go into the woods. Thank you so much for joining us in studio, the wonderful Kate Normington. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Alan, for having me again.
You started with your voice. Tell us about what's happening in your life next.
Oh, next? Yeah. I don't know if I'm able to talk about it.
Could we get you in?
Yes.
You come back in and play.
I have to check first with Peter to see if I can talk about it.
Cool. Are you ever not working? This is fantastic.
Oh, Lissetti. Yeah, there have been times. Touch wood.
And then, of course, do not miss Brutal Legacy. Yeah. Tracy Going, lovely having you with us.
Oh, Alan, thank you. Nathan, thanks very much.
I love it. And thank you so much, Lissetti Jog. Thank you for singing.
Absolute pleasure.
Now, we have about a minute and a half left of the show, and I want to do the following. This is very important because we punt everybody.
Yes.
And it's good. But my co-host released his new song, his new single this week.
Congratulations.
Lone Hill Estates.
Yes.
And tell me about it.
It's called Doom Cookie.
Okay.
And it comes from a BP garage I used to go to where I literally saw a lady spraying Doom on some cookies to get rid of the cockroaches. but it, it actually, the song is not about that. It's just about being poisoned.
Yeah, okay. So can you play, are you going to sing it for us?
Yes, sure. I'll sing it live.
Go.
Let's hear it.
I like the intro, so we're gonna play out with the song. And by the way, you can keep the song in the podcast. We don't have to buy the rights because the writer is right with us. Oh, you found another shark.
Sure. So hard.
Woo! Thank you to all my very special guests in studio. We love you. So get it. Recue the song.
Recue.
I want to do it properly.
What a voice.
Beautiful. Yeah, he's brilliant. I mean, Swing City. Join us next week. Great guests coming up next week. We've got the Men in Tutus coming into studio. We've got some of the guys from Chicago. We got Hazel Feldman with us. It's going to be a great show.
Wow.
I want to just thank Monte Cassino, our brand new sponsors. Monte Cassino, it's all about theatre. They've got it. They do have it. And, of course, Skin Sense. Thank you for all our guests get beautiful spa vouchers valued at almost 700 rand.
Thank courtesy you, of Alan. Skin Sense.
Thank you for being with us. Woo-hoo! This is cliffcentral.com, where it's the unview, the thin,
the rich,
and always the
fabulous.
Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.